Oh, it offends me to the soul to hear a robustious, periwig-painted fellow tear a passion to tatters, to very rags, to split the ears of the groundlings, who for the most part are capable of nothing but inexplicable dumb shows and noise.
Well, Henny, you better hang on to your bear bodkin, because you're going to hate this. It's John Malden, your host of the Inexplicable Dumb Show, starting now.
Hi, and welcome to episode 297 of the Inexplicable Dumb Show. I'm John Malden, and this week we're going to talk a little bit about the Street Theater Company, because of course I'm doing the Desperate Hours over there, but currently they have playing Caroline or Change, and there's a new partnership brewing over there between 10 Minute Playhouse and Street Theater Company, which I'm very excited about, and we're going to talk about all that information just after these brief messages. Would you like to be a pal of the Inexplicable Dumb Show? Why don't you head on over to www.inexplicabledumbshow.com and look for the Hosting Donations Accepted button. Press that and make a donation and help the Dumb Show cover its web hosting fees. Your donation is greatly appreciated. Thank you for your support.
Hi, I am someone you will probably never meet. Yet I ask you to take time
to think about people you don't know but need your help. Children, some of them, and they don't all play,
don't
in, the
all
gutter,
play
course,
in the gutter, of course. Well, maybe if it's called for.
These men, women, and yes, even the children are professional actors. They want and need your time, money, and support.
For just pennies a second, you can enjoy the fruits of their labor. Make sure they know you heard about them on the Inexplicable Dumb Show. They may look at you funny, but that doesn't matter. It's for the children.
It's for the children.
It's time once again for some deep fried theater!
Alright, so let's get into this. We're talking about Street Theater Company. And they have a show opening, which has opened just this past weekend as I record it, and this goes live on Monday, and it runs September 7th through the 30th, and it is called Caroline or Change. It's a musical with the books and lyrics by Tony Kushner, music by Janine Tesori, and it's set in 1963 in Louisiana during the Civil Rights Movement. Divorced African-American maid Caroline is doing laundry in the basement of a Southern Jewish family. 8-year-old Noah has lost his mother to cancer, and his father has remarried to Rose. Unable to give Caroline a raise, and with a plan to teach Noah the value of money, he tends to leave change in his pockets. Rose announces, Caroline can keep whatever change she finds in the laundry. Caroline is torn between her higher principles and the chance to improve the lives of her children. The situation becomes a bit bitter when Caroline finds a $20 bill in the laundry. It's a sung-through musical. Caroline and Change features a wide range of musical styles, from blues to Motown and spirituals to klezmer, to propel a story of political change, social change, and plain old pocket change. Caroline or Change is a groundbreaking work which has the power to change the way audiences think about musical theater and has collected nearly every award attainable for a theatrical production, including the Tony Award for Best Featured Actress and Drama Desk Award for Outstanding Music. Let's see. Street Theater Company production features a stellar cast of performers, including Juwanna Hammonds, Janet Bruce, Bene Wisdom, Sean Lewis, Dalton Tillman, and introducing Brooke Davis as Caroline. Caroline or Change is presented through the various art organizations, thanks to Graffiti Advertising and Metro Nashville Arts Commission and Tennessee Arts Commission. Let me get those right. The show runs September 7th through the 30th. Tickets are $18 for adults, $16 for students and seniors, with specials including a talkback night on September 8th, which would have happened already. So let's see. Starving Harvest Night is September 16th, which is a pay what you can or first come, first serve basis. And again, go to streettheatercompany.org or call 615-554-7414 for ticket information. And of course, I'll have all that link to that information on the Inexplicable Dumb Show's website page. So, like I said, Caroline or Change has opened this past Friday, and it's going great guns from what I've heard. So that's what's going on stage now. What's coming up, of course, is Desperate Hours, is the next show. But what's really exciting is that there's a desire for new work that has kind of been founded. I guess People's Branch sort of started it. From my own sort of involvement in the process, it started with People's Branch Theater. That has since, the theater company has since folded. And then I got involved with 10 Minute Playhouse, mainly as an actor. I haven't written anything for them. But 10 Minute Playhouse was a festival of 10 Minute Plays, kind of. I'm going to go ahead and Nate Epler and Chris Bozen are the two main men behind it, I suppose, although it's a kind of a wide branching group of volunteers and actors and writers and that sort of thing, wanting to offer new work to the audiences in Nashville. And let's see, we have been around 2 years, 3 years, going into 3 years. Maybe this is their fourth year, I'm not sure. And it started with a fall and a spring 10-minute play festival, original new works. What's really exciting is that it has kind of been embraced by the Nashville community, and it has taken the next evolution in its kind of creative process via their partnership with Street Theater Company. So 10 Minute Playhouse has now become artist in residence for the 2013 season at Street Theater, and they have now become evolved into, from 10 Minute Playhouse to Playhouse Nashville, and they're going to do a year-long thing. And it's really exciting because they're going to do the two 10-minute play festivals, one in the spring, one in the fall. And they're also going to do two new full-length plays, which will be produced under the expanded banner of Playhouse Nashville during the year-long residency. And so Artistic Director Kathy Street said, STC is thrilled to be partnering with Playhouse Nashville. Their 2013 residency at Street Theater creates a unique partnership that complements STC's established history of providing artistic innovation to the Nashville community and encouraging audience engagement in the arts. STC believes that the presentation of new plays is vital to growing a healthy and thriving arts community. Again, the talent and passion of Artistic Integrity Chris Bozen and Nate Epler bring to Playhouse Nashville make the organization one of STC is proud and excited to be part of. So it kind of was curated by Lauren Schaus, Christopher Bozen, Garrett Schneider, and Nate Epler, and it's kind of become this mainstay thing here in the Nashville theater scene. As of summer 2012, a total of 42 plays by 29 local playwrights have received public readings, usually utilizing more than 60 local actors and directors. And they're going to expand into the full-length area. Nate Epler says, our goal wasn't to start another theater company. Nashville has plenty of theater companies. Our goal has always been to build an organization that raises the profile of playwrights and new work in Nashville. By engaging the local artistic community to amplify the voices of local playwrights and putting their plays in front of interested audiences. Here, Playhouse Nashville achieves that. So that's pretty exciting. Playhouse Nashville's first production in residence at STC will be Nate Epler's provocative new comedy, Sex Tape, and that's going to be running February 28th through March 10th, 2013. Again, for more information about this process, please check out playhousenashville.com. You connect with them on Facebook or join their email list by sending an email to playhousenashville@gmail.com. Again, the particular article I'm reading is on the Art Now Nashville website, posted by Evans Donnell. Jeff Ellis has also posted an article with same sort of information. So it's going to be pretty exciting development over at Street Theater Company. So a lot of new things happening. Again, through the month of September 7th through the 30th, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I believe, is Caroline or Change, the musical. And I'm really excited about this new news for 10 Minute Playhouse as it kind of merges and goes into a new era of its life. So plenty of good things going on here in Nashville, and I'm really excited about these two entities joining together and all the positive and new work that hopefully will be promoted through this adventure. All right, so let's wrap this up. Hey, actors, want to set up a website that is not a Facebook account? Yeah. Use your name as your domain name. Check out DreamHost. It's easy to set up. And because you are a listener of the Inexplicable Dumb Show, you get a special treat. That's right. Go to www.dreamhost.com and enter this special code, IDS, all caps. You will receive two domain names with your web hosting package purchased from DreamHost. But only if you use the promo code IDS. And remember to use all caps on that. Just another way you get buzzed by the Inexplicable Dumb Show. Alright, so I'd like to give warm well wishes and positive thoughts and break legs and kudos to the cast and crew of Caroline or Change, as they have had a smashing successful weekend opening this past weekend at Street Theater Company. I'd also like to congratulate and give kudos to Street Theater Company and the 10 Minute Playhouse as they have partnered together to create Playhouse Nashville. What an exciting opportunity for writers and or actors and basically the creators of new voices and new works for the Nashville area. That's a major achievement. So kudos, as they try to take new work and reach new audiences. And speaking of reaching audiences, if you want to be part of the Inexplicable Dumb Show, please do so by calling 615-866-1282 or put your thought in an email, podcast@inexplicabledumbshow.com. Or you can follow the show on Twitter, InexplicableDS. That's the Twitter handle, InexplicableDS. And remember, you still have time to be part of the 300th episode by calling, leaving a voicemail, well wishes for what I personally think is kind of a massive undertaking of achievement of 300 episodes. But anyway, as always here on the Dumb Show, who knows what I'll talk about with or who or what next week, because of course, as I'm in a rehearsal process, things are a little crazy. So until next week, hey, I'll see ya. Bye.
Are you a music lover? Then let Magnatune dazzle you with how different we are from the rest of the music industry. Interesting independent artists in diverse genres, perfect quality wave files in addition to MP3s and many other formats, instant album downloads or traditional CDs by mail with free shipping. All this and half of every sale goes directly to the artist. So visit us now at magnatune.com. That's M-A-G-N-A-T-U-N-E. Magnatune. We are not evil.
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No E's. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
Pop Alternative Media.